Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, during Prohibition, keeping track of confiscated liquor proved difficult. At a meeting of the Silver Bow County Board of Health yesterday morning, the bill just signed by Governor S.V. Stewart permitting liquor seized under the provisions of the Prohibition Law to be placed at the disposal of county boards of health received much discussion. The bill just signed provided that the district judge, before whom a violation of the Prohibition Law may be heard, can either order the confiscated liquor destroyed or turned over to the county board of health. Should the latter disposition be made of such liquors, the health board must give a receipt showing the quantity and kind of liquor received. It is also provided that the liquor given the board shall be kept only for medicinal purposes and can only be used by the county board upon approval of the state board. And in a related story, vault open, booze is gone. County Attorney Joseph R. Jackson was highly wrought up yesterday when informed that the big burglar-proof vault in the basement of the courthouse, in which liquor is stored after seizure and kept until ordered destroyed by some judge, had been opened and a lot of the stuff stolen. Special Officer John Malia, who's been in charge of the raids made by the authorities of the county on places violating the Prohibition Law, made the discovery yesterday when he checked up on the illegal stock stored while awaiting legal disposition. He discovered that a large quantity of whiskey in bottles sealed with bond and stamped had been taken. It was evident that no violence had been used in breaking into the big vault, but that whoever did it had the combination of the lock and worked it, took what they wanted, and then carefully closed the door and threw the bolts. "So far as I know," said County Attorney Jackson, "only three persons had the combination to the door to the vault, myself, Jack Malia, and the expert who set the combination. I informed Judge Lynch of what had been done, and he was very angry about it. This thing was done last night. I was nowhere near the courthouse, nor was Malia. We'll get to the bottom of this. I have information in regard to some people who seem to have been liberally supplied with liquor the night before. Judge Lynch means to see that they are punished for contempt of court, and the county attorney is going after the guilty party or parties on burglary charges." Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.